This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Adela Toulon-Forster. Adela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Henrik?
Great. Adela, who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Adela and I am from the Caribbean. I'm from a little island called Dominica and I have lived in the United States now for off and on for about a decade. And right now, I run the tech practice at a law firm in D.C. called the Cogent Law Group. I deal primarily with Bitcoin and virtual currencies and blockchain-like technologies. Before that, I had a startup. I co-founded a startup in the Caribbean called Longleaver, where we built online gold-backed payment system for private buyers in the alternate currency movement. Let's see, I went to law school after that. I wrote a thesis on Bitcoin, and I've been engaged in that field ever since 2011 or so. I've been working in the space since about 2013.
Adela, how are you involved with blockchain?
Well, so that's a bit of a tricky question because the word blockchain irks me a little bit. I am of the belief that there is one blockchain and everything else is just a sort of, is inspired by it. So it could be called, let's say, blockchain inspired technology, but not a pure blockchain itself. You know, a blockchain is a list of validated blocks, each one linking to its predecessor all the way back to the Genesis block. And it uses proof of work protocol. It's uses peer-to-peer consensus, and most products nowadays that purport to be blockchain technology are really just blockchain-inspired technology and what I like to call just sophisticated databases. But how am I involved in this space? Because I don't separate blockchain from Bitcoin. I help clients mitigate their risks in the space. The regulatory space is very uncertain now. A lot of companies don't know what their obligations are, what they need to do to navigate the legal gray areas. So I help put them on the I don't want to say right path, but I help them sort of work through a lot of the issues that are there so they can operate accordingly.
Adela, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Biggest challenges and success. I would say the biggest challenge now is that you have a group of people who see the magic word blockchain as some sort of magic solution, but they don't really understand what it is. And I think from my perspective, it seems to be to me that there are lots of people talking about blockchain without really understanding what a blockchain does. To me, the main reason for a blockchain is that it solves a double spend problem. And, you know, if you're privatizing securities, using a chain to communicate between, let's say, banks, I don't see that as a blockchain. I think there's a lack of education in the space. I think people really need to kind of go back and see, okay, what exactly is a blockchain? Should we be calling this a blockchain or should we call it for what it is? I see companies paying millions of dollars for SQL databases. And I mean, is that a blockchain? No. Do they call it a blockchain? Yes, I think that's a big problem. The challenge that creates, I think, in the space is that we start off with a bunch of misinformed consumers and investors and customers. I always believe that knowledge and education on whatever it is you're utilizing or using is always There's just no substitute for that.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I think the blockchain has the ability to change the banking system as we know it. The very fact that it's possible to transact peer-to-peer without a middleman or a third party is revolutionary. It's never been done. To be able to move value from point A to point B seamlessly from a phone in your pocket, I think that has so much potential, especially for the people in developing countries. for the underbanked, for the, you know, the de-risked. It's never been done before. I think the technology is revolutionary.
Adele, how will people make money with blockchain?
So I think a lot of people are already making money with blockchain by kind of riding the hype cycle. I think right now we're kind of at the peak of inflated expectations where, you know, you just hear the buzzword blockchain, 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 blockchain. And like I said before, you know, people are not really using blockchains. They're using maybe technology that's been inspired by the blockchain, but there's been so many startups in the space, a lot of investor funds, big conglomerates like R3. That's the reality. I think once we get to the point of the sort of like trough of disillusionment, as you may, we will see a lot of that starting to wane, the interest in the space starting to wane as these experiments and implementations fail to deliver the promises that they, you know, they've made. Again, like I said before, separating what a blockchain is, it's very important. People need to be educated on what a blockchain is and what a blockchain is not. You know, but is there room for technological advances using the technology? Absolutely. But the thing is, I think the most important thing, which is sort of like decentralizing a whole financial movement, is the most useful thing that a blockchain does. Unfortunately, you know, with these huge conglomerates, I think we will see the benefits going again to the larger institutions, to the conglomerates, again, like R3.
Adela, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
Read, read, read. I always think, you know, if you're interested in something, the very first thing that you should do is to try to find out as much as you can about that thing. And my favorite, what I call my Bible on the blockchain, is a book called Mastering Bitcoin by Andrea Antonopoulos. And it's geared more to a technical person, but it's so informative. You know, you can just skip the parts where he's explaining pay to public key hash functions. But I think the definitions in there are as close as you can get to Satoshi's 2008 white paper. So that's my advice. If you're interested in the blockchain, read as much as you possibly can, but not from a sort of interested party. So I would read everything that's out there, but I would also try to get as technical as I can so that I can understand what it is that other people are writing about.
Great. Well, thanks, Adela.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.